strong as the new. We have come back, brought back to our land, Africa, the music of Africa. Come back.
Black men from Africa deal with religion in the most unique way. Black comes first, styles and techniques follow. This particular unique accounts for various expressions, either profoundly spiritual or ritualistically mystical. Candomblé, Macumba, Ninigo, and Voodoo are merely a few various African rituals and Christian references. So, Om Madne Padme Hum, which means all praise be to God, becomes Pula, Mtate Modimo Re Ahoboga.
Thank you. This is Jazz Casual, and I'm Ralph Gleason. You've been listening to the John Coltrane Quartet, playing a composition by Mongo Santa Maria called Afro Blue. John Coltrane, like many of the modern jazz musicians, feels that the music itself speaks far more fluently than any human ever could. I agree with that thoroughly, and I also endorse the position of Miles Davis that albums shouldn't have liner notes, even when I write them. The thing that a modern jazz musician does, and which you should really keep in mind when you see him in concerts or see him in jazz clubs, is somewhat similar to looking at a poet standing in the middle of a supermarket and improvising poetry. They are called upon by the discipline of this art form to go into public places where people are gathered informally and to spontaneously create music. Unlike a poet, unlike the writer of a novel, unlike a painter, they have no opportunity to take this product that they have created and reform it and correct the mistakes that they might have made or change the way in which they approach it. What they do is done for all time right then when they do it. This is a very unique thing about jazz, and it's one of the things that gives it a particular quality of aliveness that makes it one of the most interesting and vital of all contemporary art forms. Thank you.
causes all bad vibrations to fade away. It makes one want to love instead of hate. It puts the mind in a healthy state of love.
It is with my deepest love and absolute respect that I give praise to my source of inspiration and life. To the Maulana I say, if what we created as disciples of Kawaida, the black ideology of change, brings half as much meaning to your life as the doctrine has brought to ours, then we will be in total harmony with the universal principle of peace. And to the Imamu, I give thanks bearing witness to the brilliance of your perfected example of work. And I pray that the gift of positive circumstance allows all our beings to touch once again. As the music retained in this album is a humble offering to the unity of the entire black nation and all those who through Kawaida have tasted the nectar of its totality. What you're about to hear is not jazz or some other irrelevant term we allow others to use in defining our creation, but the sounds which are about to saturate your being and sensitize your soul is the continuing process of nationalist consciousness manifesting its message within the context of one of our strongest natural resources, black music. What is represented on these jams is the crystallization of the role of black music as a functional organ in the struggle for national liberation. Dig on the title, Al-Kabala, which means land of the blacks, simply illustrating that land of the blacks is wherever black people are. Wherever we are is merely a stepping stone to the next level of perfection on the pyramid of our African progress. Al-Kabala is the unfolding of this progress as music means. It is sound feeling, or red, black, and green, dancing on the rainbow of our unlimited black imagination. As for the more conscious element of the music circle, we must begin to understand it is our responsibility and duty to be in constant search of stronger and better means of amplifying, radiating, and raising the level of consciousness of our people. To say we play black music is an insufficient claim if it is not accompanied by a criteria through which we can measure the degree of effectiveness or ineffectiveness of our end product. We must begin to view our musical compositions as vessels through which concerts become conscious conversations and our records repositories of positive black energy. As Maulana teaches, the truth is that which needs to be told. And true creation is that which needs to be created. And what we need to create is black images which speak to and inspire our people. To do this, we must always understand that our work must be 1, collective, 2, functional, 3, committing. Black music will survive and grow simply because black people will survive and grow. We will get bigger and better as we begin to sharpen our ability to understand and be able to dissect the truth from the trick. And once this process is intensified, identity, purpose, and direction will be the end results as we move to embrace our new value system, defining those things in our lives which affect our lives the way we choose to. Asante Kingdom. And to the brothers who appear on this offering, I give my warmest affection and appreciation. Umoja means unity. Unity is the beginning. And as the African proverb says, if you know the beginning well, the end will not trouble. For Tayari, Gaidi, Watani, Ali, Tuwapo.
Hello. I am one of a species called man. I live in a land known as America, in a city called New York. Many find it hard to breathe here. Breath is life, you know, but also truth is life. And love is life. And well, truth, life, and love are really what this record is all about. Thank you.
Chinene, Umala, 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 Makinene, Bani.